This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How widespread was fraud in the military system to find new recruits? There's a criminal investigation into an Army National Guard recruiting program and, this morning, a Capitol Hill hearing. Here with more on this scandal is Marketplace's David Weinberg. Morning, David. Tell us about this recruiting assistance program.
Well, back in 2005, there weren't enough soldiers to meet the demands for the Iraq War, so the Army created the program to boost recruitment by doling out bonuses. They ranged from $2,000 to $7,500 for referrals.
And so what did the people who got some of these bonuses do wrong?
Well, for starters, official Army recruiters were not eligible for the bonuses, but many are accused of using someone else's name to collect bonuses. Other officers allegedly used the names of people who were already enlisted to get the bonuses.
So how did these fraudulent bonuses get discovered?
Well, as far back as 2007, the company the Army contracted to run the program, DocuPack, alerted the Army that it suspected cases of fraud. And it appears that there was no system in place for preventing officers from claiming fraudulent bonuses. The program was actually canceled in 2012, but because of the huge number of people involved, at least 200 officers remain under investigation. It's expected to drag on through 2016.
All right. Marketplace's David Weinberg. Thank you.